This is Mission Impossible, a Teen Titans, Teen Wolf crossover fic, written by Synth and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Tim Drake Connell, with additional tags for implied relationships, unresolved romantic tension, alternate universe law enforcement, crossover, case fic. Author's notes. For Anna F.H. For Anna F.H.'s tiny commission, they wanted a crossover between the two forms of media and a bit of an FBI law enforcement AU with a wee bit of UST between Tim and Con. And let me just say, this was ridiculously fun to write because law enforcement AUs are already great. Law enforcement AUs that smack of urban fantasy? Perfection. The strangest thing about this assignment isn't the part where their higher-ups tell them that werewolves are real. After all, in a world where aliens frequently make the Earth a stopping point on their vacations, werewolves aren't even close to being the weirdest thing Tim has seen while working with Connell. He has an alien hybrid shadowing his every move and drinking his milk straight out of the carton. Finding out that werewolves exist is a piece of cake when Tim compares it to having proof of extraterrestrial life sleeping in his spare bedroom. No, the strangest part of their assignment working underneath the National Preternatural Protection Service is the way that the revelation doesn't change anything about Tim's life, except for the types of cases that he takes with Khan once in a blue moon. Life goes on. Work drags on. Khan keeps drinking his milk and leaving the empty carton in the fridge instead of dropping it into the recycle bin. Everything is as normal as it can be, until Tim gets a call about a mission in California a year after their first meeting with the higher-ups. After that, things start to get weird. Despite files on werewolf residents going back to the late 50s, Beacon Hills, California is too small to have a local NPPS office. What Beacon Hills does have is Alan Deaton's veterinary clinic and a human werewolf team with almost as many successfully closed cases in their field as Tim and Con have in their own. Only the way Khan's shoulders stiffen underneath the pressed black fabric of his suit jacket gives away the fact that at least one of the three people in the room with them isn't as human as they look. Khan steps in front of Tim, eyes glowing as the sharp scent of ozone fills the front room of the clinic. It's Khan's protective instinct. Tim knows that by now. But having his partner step in front of him just in case their liaison turns out to be a trap, makes Tim feel warm and tingly right down to his toes. The three men standing opposite Tim and Con share a wary look before one of them, a gangly young man dressed casually in a plaid shirt and jeans, steps forward and pushes out his hand for Con to shake. Tim knows firsthand how frightening Khan can be when he does his vengeful Kryptonian impression, and he has to give the man in front of them major credit for looking at Khan's face and offering his hand anyway. "I'm Stiles Stilinski," he says, smiling as though Khan isn't eyeing him as a serious threat and floating several inches off the floor. "I'm the fleshy human part of the Beacon Hills crew. Scott over there, or Alpha McCall if you want to get fancy, is our wolf. You must be Tim." Gently, Tim nudges Khan aside so that he can take and shake Stiles' offered hand. "I'm Tim Drake," he says quickly. "My partner is Connell, and we were sent by the Metropolis branch of the NPPL. Our superior told us that the emissary would fill us in on the case and assign us a team, but she neglected to tell us what you all actually look like." Stiles glances back at his partner and the dark-skinned man that has to be the emissary. "Yeah, I know what that's like," Stiles says, voice taking on a conspiratorial tone. "Dr. Deaton does that to us, too. Every time I think I've gotten used to the confusion, I wind up making a fool out of myself. Scott lets out a snorting burst of laughter, and then slaps a hand over his mouth in the next second. He grins at their emissary, who responds with a fond smile. "Alan's better than that," Scott says in defense of the emissary standing beside him. Styles is just exaggerating. One incident when we were in high school, and Styles still isn't over it. Beside Tim, Khan manages a smile, and some of the overwhelming tension in the room eases back until it's easier to breathe. "Tim gets that way sometimes," Khan says, smiling as he slings one arm around Tim's shoulders and squeezes him in a brief, hard hug. "You should see the email he sent our boss on the drive up from Sacramento. I've never been prouder. Or more terrified." "As much fun as it is to do introductions," Tim says, ignoring how right Khan's arm feels draped across his shoulders. "We have some supplies for you, Dr. Deaton, and I believe we should start going over the case before we go to our hotel." Alan Deaton smiles, giving Tim a little nod of approval for returning them firmly back to their jobs. "Thank you, Tim," he says, walking forward until he is standing quite firmly between the two groups of agents. "Over the past year, we've noticed several incidents that were at first marked off as accidents. At first, stags were found injured in the preserve, and a few hikers turned up bloody and bruised after lengthy hikes." "All regular things in a place like Beacon Hills," Styles interjects. "The town makes most of its money on hikers coming to see where the werewolves roam." When Scott glowers at him and pushes a hand through his curly brown hair, Styles backpedals. "I'm sorry, roamed." Deaton continues speaking, picking up where he had left off. "But recently, we've had deaths," he says in a low voice. "More than a mountain lion alone could do, and there haven't been natural wolves in California for several decades. Scott went out to see what he could find after the most recent deaths, but I couldn't recognize the scent," Scott says, with a growl lurking under his words. "It's not really a werewolf, but it's not something I can recognize either. There's something out there in the preserve that I can't catch, and that Styles can't trap, and it's killing more people every week." Tim hums once. "That's why we were called in," he muses. "You do understand that we're only authorized for capturing, not killing? Self-defense notwithstanding, our superiors prefer we capture the killer so that they can have documentation and live samples. Killing is never the answer." "If you want that thing dead," Khan says, "you're going to have to do it yourself." Scott bobs his head in a nod and turns an earnest, almost blinding smile at Tim and Khan. "We don't believe in killing here either," he says, raising his voice to be heard over Styles' muttered comment of, "Speak for yourself." When Deaton clears his throat, everyone jumps. "If we're done here," Deaton says, in a commanding tone that makes Tim and Khan snap to attention as though they're facing one of their bosses. "I have permission to take you two to see the bodies in the morgue today. The NPPL wants this mess dealt with as soon as possible." "What's our deadline?" Deaton winces. 2 weeks, he says. "After that, they'll send someone in who won't be as merciful or as careful as Scott has been." "We'll be done before then," Tim promises, voice coming out calm despite the hard ball of worry forming in the pit of his stomach. "Khan and I have experience with tracking extraterrestrials and other things that'd probably confuse your nose. If we all work together, I'm certain that we can have this case wrapped up in no time." Tim's optimism doesn't go unnoticed. Khan blinks down at him, still pressed up against Tim's side as though he's stuck. "You're awfully positive about this," Khan points out in a wary tone. "What if this is something too big for us to handle?" "Then we call in backup and we get the job done anyway," Tim says, with a sharp note to his voice. You know I don't believe in failure.
I'm glad they chose you two to help us, Scott says, his smile barely more than a quick quirk of his lips as he looks at them. Anyone else would have chosen the easier option.
Con grins.
Good thing we're special, huh?
The end. Reader's notes. So I was kind of imagining that maybe this ends up being like, okay, we know Batman has fought werewolves before. It was like in the 1970s, but it's happened. And I'm pretty sure there was at least one instance where Robin, and I think it might actually have been Tim Drake Robin, but somebody gets turned into a werewolf while working with Batman. So werewolves canonically exist in DC. So maybe it's like a Peter situation and he's an undead werewolf and that's why he's being weird to Scott's super stiffer. I don't know. I do like Peter as a cunning, an enemy, because he's not always brute strength. He's also plotting and scheming, which is like Tim's forte. Yeah. Also, I just have this great idea of Tim Drake taking over the Beacon Hills Sheriff's Department, commandeering their office for CSI purposes, because Tim Drake, CSI, hilarious. And then Styles and Khan, I don't know, Styles and Khan going to, like, 7-Eleven and binging on Big Gulps would be hilarious. Do they even have a 7-Eleven in Beacon Hills, according to Teen Wolf canon? I don't know. But Khan not getting brain freeze and Styles just, like, falling over in despair, which would be great. And Scott's just like, why is this my life? But also, friendship. And then slowly there's, like, all these longing looks between Tim and Khan because they've been living with this unresolved sexual tension, blah, blah, blah. And then something happens because of the case. And then protective custody for Styles and Scott. And they have to share Tim and Khan's hotel room because reasons. And then Tim and Khan have to share a bed because reasons. And then just when Khan's like, oh, yes, he's finally snuggling. It's wonderful. I don't have to admit my feelings because feelings are bad and I'm a dumb boy. And then Tim's like, no, we have to break the mood of the moment and solve a crime. And it's wonderful. Yeah, so that's where I imagined the story going, and I didn't even write it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the crossover. Thank you to Simf for having blanket permission to Podfic, and have a nice day.